today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, that means peace be upon you, dear brother and sister, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're speaking about fighting against arrogance in the view of the martyred leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei.
Almighty leader, where are you today? The world is silent, skies are gray, the earth laments, the hearts feel pain. We call for you, your voice remains. Beloved leader, your courage shines steadfast and true, guiding our path through storm and strife. Your memory stays, it gives us life.
By the way, as the ritual of this program at the beginning of this episode, we look at the calendar. Today is Saturday, 2nd of the month of Rabiul Awwal, 1448, according to Islamic lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 24th of the month of Mordad, 1405 of the solar calendar, and the 15th of August, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And what else? Today we're going to ponder about verse 13 of chapter Yunus from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa laqad ahlakna al-quruna min qablikum lamma zalamu wa ja'atuhum rusuluhum bil bayyinati wa ma kanu liyu'minu. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ
And we had already destroyed generations before you when they wronged, and their messengers had come to them with clear proofs, but they were not to believe. Thus do we recompense the criminal people.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In his holy verse, Allah informs us of the calamities which were inflicted upon previous nations and warns the present nations against the descent of those calamities which may fall upon them. The Quran announces that Allah exterminated former nations by means of kinds of punishment when they inflicted injustice upon themselves by revolting, becoming disobedient, and after sending prophets to them with obvious miracles and clear proofs.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
Today we're going to speak about the meaning of arrogance. Arrogance is a Quranic concept, and it is not something that has been coined pointlessly within the framework of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The meaning of arrogance necessitates that Muslims, believers, the Islamic Republic, and the revolution opposite it, they should not temporarily oppose arrogance for tactical reasons or when it is expedient. Rather, they should oppose it constantly. That is the nature of the revolution, and it will change as long as the revolution is alive. The meaning of arrogance in the Quran is to consider oneself or one's group above justice and to set oneself or one's power as the criterion for justice. Satan was the first case of arrogance in the history of mankind registered in the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purifying progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from series of today's special from Arab English Radio. This is Ali, your host, and we are with you with another topic to discuss for today. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic unity and how a unified Islamic Ummah prevents arrogance and can stop arrogance and stand in front of arrogance. Well, dear brothers and sisters, we must think about the issue of unity among Muslims, or Ummatul Wahada. Today, the enemy wants exactly the opposite of this. They created a corrupt seed, a cancerous cell in the region, in this region, called the Zionist regime, to serve as a base for the hostile West here. They are working to make this harmful entity, this developed cancerous cell, lose its status as an enemy and instead sow discord among the countries of the region. They are encouraging everywhere these normalization efforts are among the greatest betrayals being committed against Islam and Muslims.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now the tools used by arrogance, what are they? Especially in today's world. Media and propaganda. Yes, media are the tools used by global arrogance. Media have a great deal of power in the world and they can do great things for their owners. The most important media in the world, including news agencies, social space medias, radio, TV station, and popular newspapers, all belong to capitalists, who are the main foundations of global arrogance. In the news they spread around the world, everything is formulated in line with their interests. All the propaganda machines of arrogant powers, spread-headed by America, have been mobilized today to present a false image of the Islamic Republic of Iran and Muslim nations to the people of the world. Our Muslim brothers throughout the world should keep this general rule in mind when interpreting the propaganda that is broadcast against the Islamic Republic and is spread by the press, news agencies, and radio stations, as well as official statements of political figures. This is a very important issue.
Mm-hmm. hearts are crying slow, silent tears begin to flow. Softly now our prayers rise, fading like the evening skies. Oh Allah, give him gentle rest, place him with the truly blessed. In the dark he stood for right, like a candle in the night. Through the pain he did not run, holding hope for everyone. He stood close to those in pain, heard their cries again and again. Broken hearts would call his name, now the world feels not the same.
We can look at our topic, fighting arrogance, from other side, and that is the necessity of fighting arrogance. Fighting arrogance, whose manifestation is that the U.S. government is part of our revolution, Islamic Republic of Iran's revolution, and one of the duties and most important and fundamental demands of this nation. If our nation stops fighting arrogance, it means that it is ready to yield to the interference of foreign powers, to accept humiliation, and to go back to dangerous situation it faced prior to the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why did the Iranian people fight arrogance, and why is arrogance considered evil? In order to answer this question, you have to understand that the primary feeling of a nation towards arrogance is not a religious feeling. Rather, it's a feeling of national passion. It's a feeling of identity and existence. It is because when the arrogant powers enter a country and manage to dominate the country, the enemies will start to deny the national identity of the people of that country.
From the very first days of exile, Ayatollah Khamenei encountered a movement whose job was to fuel religious discord in the region. They were paid to do things that would make Sunnis detested among Shias and Shias detested among Sunnis. To counter the conspiracies of the divisive forces, Ayatollah Khamenei first chose the path of friendship with Sunni scholars in the region and sent messages of unity to the local Mawlawis or Mawlanas who are living in our vicinity and neighboring countries. Then the effort went beyond message and correspondence. Ayatollah Khamenei would visit the Mawlawis and they would come as guests to this exiled cleric's home. So you see, this idea was in the mind of this martyred leader even before the revolution.
Thank you for listening. Today we spoke about fighting arrogance. No other words. We will see you soon. Fi amanillah.
In the dark, I close my eyes. signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I breathe.